Mono soothes your ego when you're not feeling yourself. Here's tugging on your conscience when you're feeling someone else. You may see that she is beneath you when you're feeling 10 feet tall. But the one you treat like dirt is there to catch you when you fall.
Ragamuffin Radio presents Paul Aronfield and the Four Good Reasons. Paul and the band opened the main acoustic stage on Friday at Glastonbury 2004. Their roots lay deep in the landscape of music that thrives on my diamond Isle of Wight, home to the Bees, Drew, and more talented musicians than you could throw a stick at. This Ragamuffin features Paul Aronfield's CD, Songs Without Words, and his collaborations with Adam Kirk. Adam is an Islander whose CV includes guitarist Joan Baez, Tanita Takaram, and Sinead Lahan. We also feature Paul's stunning Jacques Brel song, How Can It Be That a Man Gets Bored? Paul's version has a rightful place in the Brel tribute album Next. It's alongside those of David Bowie, Scott Walker, and Nina Simone. The Four Good Reasons are a treasure house of musical talent in their own right. Jake Rodriguez gave the dying George Harrison ukulele lessons. JC Grimshaw is a walking, talking Buena Vista social club spring man. Trevor Smith, a classically trained percussionist who's toured with Mark King and Nick Hayward. And last but not least, Grayson Hammond and Keys, Barclay Mackay. His ongoing CV includes tours in the Pretty Things and working with John Langford's Chicago projects, including the stonking Waco Brothers. Don't have to take my word for it. Listen to Paul and the Four Good Reasons and Adam Kirk here. Then save yourself a patch of grass under the acoustic stage at Glastonbury. First thing on Friday.
Makes you feel so much, that feasting makes you fast, and every cigarette you smoke, you swear will be your last. If your blessings are a burden, if you pray for peace of mind, let your angels walk before you, let the devil drag behind. Is it a blessing or a burden that your conscience decides? When there's a devil on your back, but an angel by your side. The devil on your back, but an angel by your side. Bursting with the wings of birds. When I awoke, they'd all taken flight, like so many dreams that turn in the night. They were lost to the light. I knew a man with a devilish laugh, like rolling stock on a railroad track. That hacking cough was the cancer's bite, like so many flames that burn too bright. He was lost to the light. Well, the light takes only the brightest things, things that only the darkness brings. The darkest star is brighter than the sun. Longest time, I never thought that she'd be mine. We made love one perfect night. When I awoke, she was nowhere in sight. She was lost to the light. I fell asleep surrounded by words. My pillow bursting with the wings of birds. When I awoke, they had all taken flight. Like so many dreams that turn in the night. They were lost to the light.
Several gallons of tea. And then after about 5 hours of nothing coming up, we sort of finally realised that probably the Muse doesn't do house calls on Sundays. So we would then sort of come up with something, get a bit of a rush, and record them. Well, I would put the vocals down, I'd go away, do a week's work, come back on the Friday, and I'd finish them. And they sounded perfect, so then I would put a bit of bass on, and we did several songs this way. That last one was one of them. And this next one is also. This next song is written on the premise that if you can find God, you can also lose him, presumably. This is called Unfound God.
Such a hollow sound, and I
This next song I'm about to do is by Jacques Brel, who I don't want to brag, but you know, I think he's the greatest singer-songwriter I've ever lived. Those of you who don't know who he is, and unfortunately everybody who knows him is probably sick to death of knowing his name, but he's a Belgian singer-songwriter who was very famous in Paris, in France in the 60s. And the thing you probably do know him for is Seasons in the Sun, which was recently number one, I believe. Which unfortunately suffered terribly at the hands of his translators. And the verse they always refused to leave out of the Seasons in the Sun is, everybody knows it's about a man on his deathbed since saying, "Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die." There's a verse on the original which he's saying to his friend, "You've been my best friend, it's hard to die. I know you've been sleeping with more life. If it makes you both happy, please continue to do so. And don't feel guilty."
Despite the warmness of the welcome, in inns and hostels capped with snow, despite the patience of the wives when children fight and won't let go, despite the barroom's sweet reception, where we refuel with bitter wine, why should it be that a man gets bored? Despite the village lying peaceful beneath the trembling chapel bells, but does the devil sleep beneath the Bible? Does the king know how to pray? Despite the village lying peaceful, from wide of dawn to wide of sleep, why should it be that a man gets bored? In spite of all that's left to dream, in spite of all that's left to know, and all the wolves still left to slay, and all the springtimes left to toast, yet in despair or desperation, there's still so much left to surprise. So why should it be that a man gets bored? Be a spade and play the heart, to face the fear and play again, to be a devil and play a flower. Although it helps the time move faster, good year or bad gone in an hour, so why should it be that a man gets bored?
Welsh, you. Send on muddy boots, don't you? called Annabelle. quite appropriate as I am. I promise I won't do that, and this next song is about breaking promises. It's called A Little Something for Your Trolls. And if you think we've been quiet till now, you won't believe it is.
So I can bury all my wrongs, a hole for my ignorance and all the harm it's done. But I'll have to dig another for the guilt that I've unearthed. I cannot cleanse my conscience when I wash my hands in dirt. So for all the times I turned on you and dragged you through the mud, I'm giving you my heart, a little something for your troubles. I tried to build a house that could accommodate my crimes, with walls a mile thick to hide my tantrums and my lies. But I could not drag my devils from my angels, though I tried. And when I locked the door, I found my whole self trapped inside. So for all the times I shut you out or tried to wall you in, I'm giving you my love, something for your troubles. This needle in my eye. I know I ask a lot, but go the distance if you can. I'll try to walk an honest mile, but I'm not an honest man. So for all the times I lied to you, just to lie with you again, I'm giving you my word, a little something for your troubles.
Yeah. And it was written, I wrote the words, and I started working with a friend of mine who was into science, and I've only never been into the arts. He turned me on to the poetry of science. So this was an attempt to write a mathematical love song. It's called Trigonometry.
Greenwich Mean Time. Time is too fast to see. Many seasons and many loves. As if your love's not enough, southern breeze to and often snow. There's a line that I must toe. Other girls fall in between to tempt me from this path serene. But you turned me 55 degrees. From that angle, I can plainly see all my crimes of misogyny, it's trigonometry. Now we all know that the sun is set, because it's never faulted yet. But chaos theory says not in mine. Defy the law, stay out all night. 'Cause even nature can break the law, and I'm only human after all. So if I'm unfaithful and sometimes cruel, that's the exception that proves the rule. But you turn me 55 degrees, and from that angle I can plainly see all my crimes of misogyny, it's trigonometry. Its own shackles, the red brick that swallowed the green. It's no place for one of such beauty. The poison will soon reach your heart, and there'll scuffle your shine till it's blackened. Come take your chances with me. I wanna take you down to the river and follow the source to the mouth. And there will still a boat and follow the trail south. Way to citrus and saffron, terracotta and umber and green, where the sun will greet us as strangers, with our skin as pale as the moon. To somewhere they won't understand us. You can talk only to me, to where there are windows that open, where there's no shit in the sea. I wanna take you down to the river, follow the source to my. There will steal a boat and follow the paper trail south. I want to show you better than this, more than good laugh, rope and a kiss. I want to steal you away from this halogen night and show you there were stars that sparkle just as bright as you. I wanna take you down to the river and follow the source to the mouth. And permanently lodge in your brain. I wouldn't want something I said to hurt you or mess up your head. So just for you, I have written this song without words.
Thanks to Morgan for the pictures, Stevie S and Fonzie at Townful of Fonzies. You'll find them all and many more discerning listeners from America, Europe and even the UK on Paul Ironfield's message board at www.paulironfield.com. Also hi to Adam Kirk in San Francisco, and a big thanks to Paul, Jake, JC, Trevor and Barclay for all the fine gigs thus far, including the Borderline, Bush Hall and in the halls of Tennyson at Freshwater. Have a grand one at Glastonbury and keep riding on a smile. This is Walter Otter, aka Ragamuffin Mike and Ragamuffin Brian, wishing you good night.
twinkle from the roadside like ticker tape after parade. I don't want a place in the charm.